This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
When we first launched this podcast, it honestly felt like we were being buried under 100 new tasks every single day between building a website and figuring out branding and payments. It can be overwhelming, and we quickly realized that we can't do everything ourselves.
You need a system that actually works for you. And for millions of businesses, that is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands, from huge household names to small businesses just getting started. And it's built to feel like your own built-in business partner. You can launch a beautiful online store using hundreds of ready-to-go templates, accelerate your content creation with Shopify's AI tools, and easily run email and social campaigns that help you reach customers wherever they're scrolling.
Plus, Shopify gives you world-class expertise across everything from inventory and payments to shipping, returns, and international selling, all in one place. So if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
So turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop in, say hello, have a bite to eat, and enjoy an L pint as well while you're at it. The Oasis Bar at the White Sands Hotel. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay,
by the way,
it doesn't have to be a pint.
Because a pint does not. They do lovely chicken wings, by the way, and a pint would not go well with a chicken wing.
Well, maybe
no, wouldn't. No.
It actually would.
Give you a lot of gas.
No, you don't drink pints, so why would you be drinking a pint?
But I eat chicken wings.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Sorry, if you're in the White Sands Hotel, you're having their world-renowned, famous chicken wings, have it with a Bacardi and Coke. Can we advertise alcohol on this podcast?
Not really, no. You just did, though.
Just have it with a Coke, then.
So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Yesterday, in Ballymun in North County Dublin, we were sent videos of a protest that was held in Ballymun yesterday afternoon. And the protest was basically highlighting what local people believe was a makeshift mosque in the area. Now, it wasn't. It isn't. It was a gathering of people. We're going to be speaking to one of the people involved in the gathering of a group of Muslims to say prayers on Friday afternoon in an apartment in Ballymun. Yesterday, locals took to the streets of Ballymun to protest about it. Have a listen to this.
Ballymun says no to the illegal mosque take a place in the block of apartments. Up to 30 plus Muslim men in the building where kids and families live. Ballymun says no. It's ridiculous what's going on over here. And this is where the mosque is taking place, in this block of apartments.
This is where the mosque is taking place in apartments. I don't know if this person actually understands. A mosque doesn't take place. A mosque is actually a building. A building doesn't take place. A group of Muslims gathered on Friday afternoon to say prayers. And I'm going to get the full story behind this from one of the people who was in that apartment on Friday afternoon. Just to get the background to what happened in the apartment that led to protests on the streets of Ballymun yesterday afternoon. Now, you've seen the video, Jeremy. There was a fairly big turnout, well, a sizable enough crowd on protesting yesterday.
So are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm not. No. Oh, it was actually
I thought you were being sarcastic.
No.
Yeah, it's not all the people of Ballymun.
No,
by
obviously
the way.
Not.
But this group, the Ballymun, says no, we're obviously upset about it. Now, like everything, guys, like everything. When a story like this pops up, there's always misinformation, there's always exaggeration, there's always things being thrown around about this and that. And that's why we're doing it on the podcast. That's why we want to get both sides of the argument. We have reached out to one local representative who was speaking out about it. We're waiting to hear back from that particular person to talk about it. But this is an open line. It's open to anybody who wants to talk about it. There's no agenda here. Our only agenda here is getting the truth. And there's always three sides to every story. You know, my take on it, when I saw the photographs on the video, it's not a mosque, by the way. It's an apartment.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's an apartment. You know, you don't... It was literally a couple of people. Well, I don't know how many people. We'll find out in a moment. But my question when I first saw it, and people enraged over it, little to be worried about. Well, I want to find out what people's concerns are about a group of men praying in an apartment block. Because my point would be, if we're going to be outraged about that... one of the people who posted the video was Niall McConnell, as you know, who is a far right.
Who's also protesting about a mosque, an actual mosque in Donegal. This wasn't a mosque. This was a gathering of people.
He's a far right professional protester, I'd call him, from Donegal. And I follow a lot of his videos and he posts videos. And he's right all over this, saying it's a disgrace and all that. We need to shut this down. But only last week, that same person, Niall McConnell, posted a video of a group of Catholic men praying in a public, I think it was in Galway, in a public square. I think they were doing decades of the rosary or something like that. And it was, look at these men. These men are brilliant. We need more men like that. So how is it okay for one group of religious people to pray in a public place? Did you see that video? It was about 15 men doing decades of the rosary in a public square. I think it was in Galway. I don't have a problem with that at all. But had they been Muslim men all on mats in the same place, Niall McConnell. So if you're going to be outraged about something, you have to have a level playing field here.
Okay, now, somebody who was present at that gathering on Friday is a man called Jay, and Jay joins us on the line. Jay, welcome to Opinions Matter, and thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Good, good, thanks. So, Jay, tell me about this gathering in an apartment block in Ballymun on Friday afternoon. What was the purpose of a group of people coming together?
Friday afternoon this happened, and it was just a Friday prayer, because Friday prayer is very important for the Muslims, and they have to do it in the mosque. And mosques, we don't have any mosque in Ballymun, about 10-kilometer radius. So this is the only place where just the local people who lives around those apartments, maybe 15 people, 20 people, they get together. And that day, actually, about 20 people, because one of the guy who lives in that apartment, his cousin died back home. So it was a condolence gathering as well.
Okay, so it was in condolence with this particular person who lost a cousin back home. You gathered for Friday prayers.
And sorry, just a question, because I wouldn't be aware of this. Where is the nearest mosque to Ballymun if you were to travel? Like, where do you normally go?
Klonsky, south side.
Okay, so Klonsky, where I grew up. In fact, I grew up beside that mosque. And that is literally the nearest mosque to Ballymun.
Yes, the authenticated mosque. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
So a group of you decided to get together on Friday afternoon. Is this a common thing? Does this happen every Friday?
This happens in Islam every Friday, 1:30.
No. That wasn't my question. My question was, does this gathering in this apartment in Ballymun happen every Friday?
No. When there is a people, they just get to know that there is enough people, because one person can't do this prayer alone. It need at least 3 to 4 or 5 people to do it together.
Okay.
So, if it's one person, then he can do like as usual what he does every lunchtime or every morning. He can do himself.
That's okay. So you gathered on Friday afternoon for Friday afternoon prayers, which, as you said, would be fairly standard in the Muslim world. Friday is your day of prayer and so on. So you gathered. How many people were in the apartment?
That day it was about 20 people.
About 20 people, okay. Yes. And my understanding is that the apartment itself is quite small, and that's how some people ended up out on the balcony to pray. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's where somebody somewhere saw guys praying on the balcony, And some people took it upon themselves then to knock on the door of this apartment.
Yes, actually, not even knock on the door. He just opened the door himself and talked to a couple of lads there who were, he asked, like, what you guys doing? You're not allowed to do this. I mean, this is all on the video, so you can see that. But this person, whoever made this video, it wasn't a random. I think he picked the time. He came it specifically because we have noticed it's not a problem because it happened only 5 minutes. So he can't just came in and went to all the way to the back of the building to make the videos. So he done it purposely. He came up and fair play to him as well. I mean, he done his work. So, I mean, we can't.
Okay, so what we saw in this video was a man confronting some of the people in the apartment, saying, what are you doing here? There are children around.
I'm sorry,
and
just,
so
for,
on.
Just for clarity here, because I'm just looking at some of the messages coming in. Can we clarify once and for all how many people were in the apartment?
20, we've just
because,
said.
Because there's numbers, we're getting private messages saying there was 30, there was 40. It was no more than 20 people, was it?
I said approximately, I haven't counted the people. I said approximately 20 people.
Okay, in a small one-bed apartment.
I mean, yes, it was a small one-bed apartment. Indeed, it is a small one-bed apartment.
Okay, and it was so busy that some people had to go out onto the balcony in order to pray. So, one of the things that was raised in that video, and we've chosen not to air the audio from that video. Many people will have seen it. This is where the individual knocks on or goes in the door to tackle the people in there. One of the things that he was raising concerns about was children in the area and that you don't have permission to have a gathering like this and so on. And then he went outside and he filmed the balcony from outside the apartments. Now, what do you say to the sorts of concerns that you heard from that man and the protest yesterday?
Actually, very, very straightforward. I can tell you it's happening all over the world. It's the people who's making the agenda out of it. It's nothing inside. It's zero inside because at that time, 1:30 p.m., you tell me, which whose kids are at home or outside playing? It's 1:30 afternoon. Every single child is in the school. So and the second question was, you said something else.
In your message to us, you said not a single child was present. Nobody was terrified. Nobody was harassed. Nobody was blocked. Yes. Okay, so there are all the things that you said. But what you also said in your message is, let's talk about what's actually terrifying foreign children. Tell me
My child, yes. My child, a few months back, was playing there. His mama was, actually, he visited his cousin. His cousin lives just beside that apartment, the other block. So he visited him by bike. Mother was upstairs, and 15 lads. He's 12. He was 12, innocent child. He goes to the private school, Castleknock College now. And 15 kids attacked him, snatch his bike, punch him. He was terrified there. We even, you know, sometimes what we do is we call sometime a pizza to treat them well, to show them the attitude, guys. We are one of you. Only thing is our color is different. We can't change it. We can change this color. We can change this faith. But we are still one of you as a human beings, as you are. And we try to treat them as a pizza. We call a couple of pizzas, few pizzas, and distribute the slices, trying to be friendship with the kids. But this happened a few months back. We lodged a complaint to the guards as well. But you know yourself, like, how far it goes, because they are also teenagers, you know, 14, 15-year-olds. 3 bikes my child has been lost in this area. The thing is, I have my own house.
Sorry, do you believe, Jay, that your child has been singled out because he's a foreign
not
heritage?
One of them. Yes.
Yes, he's not one of them. Yes, yes. Okay.
Yes, he's not one of them.
So let me ask you then.
And the second thing is, we try them to be more nicer, more, don't use the bad words, be nice to them, be nice to everyone. But I mean, he's still single out. He still feel like far from home, even 25 years in this country.
Now, the other thing that you said in your message to us were that was that the people who were gathering on Friday, approximately 20 people, all Muslims, obviously, gathering for Friday prayers, you say that these people are doctors, teachers, accountants, engineers, and business professionals, including yourself.
Including myself, IT professionals, yes, as well.
Okay, so you gathered on Friday afternoon. You and like you said, it's a weekly thing in the Muslim world. Friday prayers. You gathered for your Friday prayers. One of the things that was shouted at the rally on Sunday was, "We don't want a mosque in the area." This isn't a mosque, is it?
This is not at all. It's just as normal as house you have. If you call a condolence prayer or you call a birthday party, you call about 20 people, do you specifically need the planning permission for that birthday party? 20 to 25 kids?
To that point, after looking at the video and the photograph, that looks exactly like something I was at about 6 weeks ago, and that was a wake for a family member. I was at a family member's wake about 6 weeks ago, a distant family member, and it was a house, three-bedroomed house, and I arrived at the wake and there was about 60 people there, which is fine, by the way, I have no problem with a wake. So how come your man with the camera happy fella who's going around videoing this, how come he's not, if he has a problem with any religion filling a house, how come he's not
okay? One of the issues that you will be aware of is that it was a group of, was there any women there, or was it all men?
No women.
All men. And that obviously is one of the concerns, that this was a gathering of all men in an apartment complex in Ballymun. Your argument is, there is nothing to see here. There is no aggression. There's no fear. There's no intimidation. We were just gathering for Friday prayers. End of story.
And no outsiders, no agenda, no disruption.
So then, obviously, you had that incident at the door of the apartment on Friday. The video was shared quite widely, and I know there's issues regarding GDPR, which is why we have chosen not to publish the audio from that. But let me ask you, how did you feel after your prayers on Friday, knowing that there was an individual not at all happy, and then when you heard about a protest taking place yesterday afternoon? What is your reaction to what you saw?
No, my guys, the two people living there, three people actually living there, they said yesterday they were not at home. They were terrified. They was worried. They don't have family here. They don't have parents here. They were just they're their own, feel like alone. And I feel like they need some kind of protection after paying 10 or 15 or 20,000 euro tax every year.
And I mean, that's dreadful that they're made to feel like that. But when a community comes together, now obviously it was only a section of the community came together for that protest yesterday afternoon. What do you say to those people who were obviously rallied up, who were riled up because of what they were being told, that there was a mosque being built in Ballymun and an apartment and blah, blah, blah. What do you say to those people on that protest?
I would urge them that please listen to those podcasts or to the people carefully, where they're coming from. These people, the people who were praying there for 5 minutes, those are the people serving at the local petrol fuel stations. Those people are bringing the food to their takeaway houses during the nighttime, winter, cold, rainy season, doesn't matter. They are the ones who are delivering the food to their houses in Ballymun. Even nobody wanted to bring a taxi to the Ballymun. Those people are bringing the taxis to the Ballymun to serve the community. And they are here for a longer period. The doctors in the local Ballymun surgery center, the local doctors are the Muslim doctors. The local healthcare sector, the people who are looking after caring the elderly people, they are Muslims. They are, but they need a 5 minute prayer somewhere. Give them a space. Give them a side space in the church. Give them some space. They say, okay, this is a community center. You can can, guys, 5 minutes, you can take it here. Give them some space, or at least their personal space, where they can use that 5 minutes, not to anywhere, not to do the drugs, not to do anything else, not to do any bad things. Just to their guard, 5 minutes. Please.
Okay, that's all you're asking for. And that's all you're saying was happening on Friday, a gathering of a group of men to say Friday prayers.
Why was it just men, by the way? Because I'm just passing on the messages that are coming in. Why was it just men?
Because there is not enough space for the ladies. It's a small place which we gathered for 5, 10 people, 15 people. Today I said it was more, it's about, generally it's not that many people, but that day it was extra because of that condolence.
Okay.
There's no space for ladies. If some ladies wanted to come on that day, they can come to my personal house, 5 ladies, okay. 2 ladies, 3 ladies. But there's, because ladies at that time busy, so they just do their prayer at home.
So what you're saying is this gathering, which it was a gathering to respect someone who had passed away. This gathering,
but that it's standard Friday prayers as well.
But this was no different than what I was at 6 weeks ago, which was a Catholic wake. Which I'm not sure if you know what a wake is, but it's when it happens in a Catholic funeral, basically in a house where they lay the coffin in the house. And as
I do know because I studied in a Christian school, and we went to the chapel as well. My wife studied in a Christian school. She went to chapel as in India. Now, it's so many countries. We are very much Christian. We know the values.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So what you are telling me, I know that it happened at home.
Okay, so just finally then, Jay, what you're saying...
So was that allowed or not allowed? What you are just saying, it happened in this...
No, it was allowed. It was allowed. Nobody batted an eyelid. Okay. Yeah. Let me just ask you then, Jay, finally. The local community, as we said, in Ballymun, were obviously riled up by certain people. A protest was held yesterday. You're saying that you were there, peacefully praying for a couple of minutes, and that's it. Nothing more than that.
True.
Jay, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. We really do appreciate it, and we will send you on a full copy of this podcast when it's published later on today.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, thank you. There you go. That's Jay. That's his side of the story as to what was happening in Ballymun on Friday that led to a protest yesterday afternoon. Let's bring in Eddie.
How are you, lads? Good topic. I know you have to say alleged mosque, or sorry, alleged praying event, whatever, to cover yourselves, but we all know it wasn't alleged, because the guy recorded a video when he actually knocked on the apartment door and asked, what's going on here? Your man says, oh, we're just praying. Now, I don't know if it's a rented property from a landlord or it's a council apartment, but I highly doubt the powers that be would like a gathering of 30-odd men on a tiny little apartment praying. I don't know if it's contravening fire safety regulations as well. You see the amount of them out on the balcony, you could barely move. And let's be honest, and I'll put this question to you too, because I'll answer it myself as well. If I live next door, I don't care if that's as innocent as fucking apple pie, I still wouldn't like it. And I'm asking you too, would you like it if that was your neighbour? Yes or no?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, I know you wanted to respond to Eddie's message that we played there a second ago.
My question, I'll shoot back to Eddie. Again, the wake that I was at 6 weeks ago was the exact same thing. Exact same thing, just a different God. Just praying to a different God.
And you were saying actually off air that people were gathered around saying the rosary and stuff like that around the coffin.
No, I wasn't, because
no,
I'm
but
not
others
really,
were.
Yes, of course they were saying. They were saying decades of the rosary around. It was literally the same thing what you saw in Ballymun. The only difference being is that they're praying to it. There's about 1,000 different gods, by the way. And whichever God you believe in, that's your right, and do you, okay? But the wake I was at, Eddie, I'll throw the question back to you, Eddie. Would you complain if you live next door to me and I had my auntie in a coffin in the front when we were having a wake there? You fucking wouldn't, Eddie.
No,
outraged.
Like, if a group of people
outrage.
Who were in the Legion of Mary gathered in an apartment to say 20 decades of the
What's
rosary.
The Legion of Mary?
A religious organisation.
Oh, yes. I remember that from years
ago.
They
gather in somebody's apartment to say prayers.
Yeah.
Hail Mary, full of grace, over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Would anybody complain? No.
So that's all I'm looking for here, guys, is a level playing field, okay? And now Eddie always a fucking smart answer to everything. It was a tiny apartment. The house I was in, Eddie, I'm after telling you, was a three-bedroomed house that I was at the wake in, and there was about 40 or 50 people there. So, in reality, it was the same. It was... Have you ever been at a fucking wake, Eddie? Pardon me, French. It's literally people crammed into a house around a coffin. That's what a wake is. And that's the exact same thing. So, my question back to all of you is... If we peel back the onion here, let's be honest, it's not because a group of people were gathering together in an apartment to pray. It was because of the religion that it was. If you're all going to be honest with you, and let's be honest, that's what it was.
Okay, Christina, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Christina?
I just want to get a few things out there, okay? For one, the people at Ballymun all stick together. And no matter what, we all won't be family in this country. Or anybody more. Like, we mind our own business and we go about our business and we realize that we used to wait, we should be.
Sorry, Christine, now, can I cut across you for 1 second? Are you on speaker?
No.
It's just the quality of your phone line is very poor. Sorry, okay, go on, keep going.
So, what I'm saying is, that man that got that apartment got it on the front pretense saying it was for him and they were giving it. Known bloody damn well. So, he is going to be bringing in 20 men, why not women? And as to say there's no kids around, kids in school, 25 to 2, younger ones, too, the smaller ones, that will be entitled to go out and play when they go over, okay? There's no need for this. They are, and kids going all cut a circle and going into petrol station and being, like, security guards taking them and not putting them fucking sleep. Ballymun was a very safe place, let me tell you, until they all come over here and started.
Okay, but let me ask you then, Christina. What did this, in what way did a gathering of people to say prayers on a Friday afternoon, how did that make Ballymun any more unsafe?
Unsafe because we're mothers and we're watching our children in the ground saying, we see a stranger, yeah, we're going to pick them up.
Were the kids not in school at that time? That's what he was claiming, Jamie.
No, they weren't. Because why? I tell you, I was over that way today. I just passed off the deal. I see them coming out of my park. They go into the bushes, they piss and they shit. Do you know what I mean?
Christine, I'm going to cut across you for 1 second. The people that gathered at that prayer service on a Friday afternoon doctors, teachers, accountants, engineers and business professionals. They're not people that are shitting in bushes, for fuck's sake.
Well, come here, I tell you, I'll get you a video of them coming through my parkway, the bicycle road, and going into a corner and doing what they have to do. I'm not the first person to see it, and I would not be the last.
Yeah, but Christine,
you wouldn't be shot. You would not be shot if you practice your religion in a Muslim country. No, you wouldn't.
There's literally churches in Christina. There's churches in every single Christina. Christina, there's churches in pretty much every Muslim state in the world. Google will literally tell you that. There's Muslim churches in Morocco. There's Muslim churches in
Catholic churches.
Catholic churches. Getting out of bad moon.
Again, I want to find out from you, Christina, please. Did you take part in that protest?
Yes.
Okay. What harm...
What are
you afraid of? A group of men meeting to say prayers on Friday? Seriously.
I don't think that's all. You seriously think that's okay? If there was men and women, I don't think we'd have a problem. There's so much going on in this country. We don't know whether our kids are safe anymore. And when you've got 25 to 40 men, strange men going into apartments, and don't say there's no kids outside, because there is. And they're saying there's not. You're going to take the words of them that are praying rather than the words of the Irish that actually live in this country.
Okay, but Christine...
Who are you going to back up here?
But Christine, you were saying there a few minutes ago, about 5 minutes ago, you said that we want, Ballymun used to be a safe place. Ballymun was never a safe place. Jesus, we're doing this type of radio since early 90s. And a lot of the topics...
Come here, Christina.
Drug dealing was rampant. I don't know if it still is, but it was rampant. Joyriding was rampant. Antisocial behaviour. Are you trying to tell me that there was no antisocial behaviour until a Muslim stepped foot inside there? Is that what you're going to try and say?
No, there was antisocial.
No, but you said it used to be a safe place.
I don't see 40 or 40 men going in. That's a one bedroom apartment. We've got families out on the street because there's nowhere to live. But you can give these Muslims somewhere to pray every second Friday.
This isn't a regular thing in this particular apartment. It happened last Friday. But again, I want to know.
Your man said it there. He said it happens every Friday.
No, 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 that's not what he said. What he said was, listen to what he said. Muslims pray at 1:30 every Friday. He didn't say, we gather every Friday at 1:30 in this little apartment in Ballymun. That's not what he said. He said, Muslims pray every Friday, okay?
Oh, so the people that live in them apartments over there, they're all liars as well, so they don't see it all going on. All these people are asking me to help, and these aren't listening to what the people are crying out for over there. These aren't taking into consideration what they're living beside and what their children are waking up beside.
Okay, but again...
And that's like just the hour of the night they're moving the fucking furniture in.
Okay, but again, the antisocial behaviour is not new to Ballymun, and if you think so, you're living under a rock for the last 30 years.
No,
so let me put the question to you then, Christina. A genuine question: if the I don't know, do you live in apartment blocks or is it a house you live in?
I live in a duplex.
A duplex, okay.
An overcrowded one at that.
Okay, if the neighbours next door to you, good Catholic family next door to you, yeah. Tomorrow, if their mother died and they had a wake in the house, in the duplex house, duplexes are small, I get that. If your next door neighbours, Catholic, good Catholic people, good Irish Catholic people, the Murphys, had a wake for their mother tomorrow and they were all gathered in the house around the coffin, showing respects to their mother who'd passed, would you be on here screaming bloody blue murder?
Oh, yes, I would. But come in, I tell you, there's a difference between an Irish...
No, no, just yes or no.
Men, women and children are waiting in Ireland, you know?
No, but suppose...
Okay, just back to the men and women thing. You may not realise that in a mosque, where it comes to prayer... Men and women pray separately in mosques. And anybody who's ever been inside a mosque will tell you that women and men pray in separate parts of the building, okay? So it wouldn't be unusual for men and women not to be praying together, as we saw on Friday. It was a group of men praying together and consoling with one of their community over the death of a cousin thousands of miles away. Now, again, Christina, one last time, I'm going to ask you, what sort of a threat did that pose to the people of Ballymun?
As I said, the kids that we don't feel safe with them, okay? And that's the answer you're going to get out. We don't feel safe. This is their country, and we don't even feel safe in our own country anymore.
Okay.
Nobody needs to do something. We have Martin to take a finger out of his hole and get them all back.
Okay, well, Christine, the Muslim man who was on there a few minutes ago, said that some of the people in the group, and I know this is a line that's used by the far riders on doctors and engineers, some of them are actually doctors working in the local area. So one final question to you, Christina, and I want your honest response to it. After showing how you feel about Muslims living in Ireland, would you refuse to be treated by one of those Muslim doctors who was praying in that apartment? So if you go up to your hospital tomorrow, you fall down the stairs or something, would you say to that Muslim doctor, if he came out and said, I'm going to treat you, would you say, I don't want to be treated by you, you should go back to your own country? Would you say that to him?
No, I wouldn't, because I have respect.
But you have to say it to us.
No, you have to hang on a minute.
No, but you have to say it on a podcast that has a quarter of a million listens. So
yeah, and they're not the ones. Hang on a minute. I've worked in jobs, okay, where Muslim people, they'll ask for their time, they'll go into the canteen, they'll take their shoes off and they'll play on the mat. Nothing. That's no problem at all. You go and do your little bit of whatever you have to do there. When it comes to 20 men at a time, that's a
different. All right, Christina, thanks very much indeed.
Stay there for a second, Christina.
Where am I going now?
I'm going to
Eamon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eamon?
Not too bad, lads. How's it going?
Good, Eamon. What did you want to say on this?
Just listening to half-wits on your show, like Christina.
I'm sure Christina wouldn't appreciate being called a half-wit. She has...
Don't understand that they are. But... it's one of the beauties of being dumb. You don't actually realise how thick you are.
That's what you do to the Irish. Yeah, that's what you do to the Irish.
No, it's what I think of the stupid Irish, who make up a similar percentage of this country to the Islamic population, about 1.6%.
No, hang on a minute. My grandfather, my father fought for this country.
That's cute. So did mine.
Okay.
Let's talk about those who fought for. Let's talk about those who fought for Ireland. They fought, if they were in the IRA, they fought for a 32-county socialist republic. That does not fit in with your right-wing ideals. So your grandfather and your father are probably very disappointed in you and your sectarianism, because republicanism in this country has never had anything to do with sectarianism. And what you're doing here is sectarian. Because you're objecting to a fact.
Okay, Eamon, the one thing Christina keeps saying is she objects to a group of 20 or 25 men gathering in a small apartment. That's her big thing that she objects to. What do you say to that?
That she's been taken in by the far right and that she is very susceptible to far right propaganda. She probably gets all her news from memes.
Hang on a minute, if I just call people tend to my house and have a person, I'd probably get written on in our corporation to get out.
That's because you live in a corporation house, love.
Oh, so that's why the police...
Those of us who actually own our own properties don't have that issue.
Do they not? Well, I tell you what, so the people that's living over that direction doesn't have the same opinion as me, do they not? Am I the only half-wit walking around? Would you come
on? No, you're part of a very vocal minority.
Be the man you're meant to be.
Did you ever hear the expression?
For your country and not for the foreigners.
Christina, did you ever hear the expression, empty vessels make the most noise? That basically means that your brain is missing and you've got a big empty hole where your brain should be. And you're very susceptible to fear for no reason. Now, tell me, with all your fear, how many Muslim people live in Ireland?
Probably too many.
That's a great answer.
Probably too many. You don't have numbers. The number as of the last census was in or about 82,000. That's the capacity of Croke Park. Okay?
In the whole country.
Spread across the entire country. 46% of them live in
Ireland.
46% of them live in Dublin, love. Have you any evidence to back that up? I'm not interested in your feelings now. I want evidence, fact-based evidence.
Okay, let me ask you, Eamon, what do you say to, and it was a reasonably sizable crowd that gathered for a protest on Sunday afternoon, what do you say to all of those people who are present at that protest on Sunday who are upset at the mosque in Ballymun?
The mosque. First off, it's not a mosque. It doesn't have a minvira on the top, ergo not a mosque. It is a house of prayer just like the one in Ackle.
But when people like Christina and the other people at that protest on Sunday see a group of men, and this is the main issue I've been hearing, a group of men gathering that has led the people of Ballymun, not all people of Ballymun, but some people of Ballymun, to march along the street on Sunday saying Ballymun says no and objecting to groups of Muslim men gathering to say prayers.
Well,
what do you say to those people?
First off, what is your definition of a reasonable-sized crowd?
A thousand would be a reasonable-sized crowd. This wasn't anything like a thousand, though.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
It's a nice round number. A thousand is nothing. We live on an island of 7 million people. The Republic of Ireland has a population of 5.2 million. You're talking about a minority of a minority of a minority. People who vote for politicians like the National Party, who 99.3% of the population walk into the ballot box at the last election and went, you know what, I'm not voting for these idiots. That's who you're talking about. You're talking about a minority that is so insignificant, they don't even merit a line in an opinion poll.
Okay, hang on for one second. Let me just go back to this protest in Ballymun on Saturday, on Sunday. Now, it wasn't anything like a thousand, but it was maybe a couple of hundred gathering. But that's a sizable portion of the population of from a local area, a sizable amount of people got out on the street on Sunday.
Were they? Because I saw half-wits like Justin Barrett advertising it. The bricklayer from Cork advertising it.
I've seen it being shared by similar
people.
Where
are these people from Ballymun?
The people at the protest, I don't know. I didn't speak to them.
These groups have a tendency to travel the country, which of them, I can't understand how they can afford the fuel, given that they're all unemployable. But they travel the country going to all these protests.
Okay, so let me ask you then, Eamon. The people who marched along the Ballymun Road on Sunday, what do you say to them? You're a minority of a minority. Your opinion means nothing.
Yes, that's how democracy works. If you want to be listened to, get up off your arses and get some of yourselves elected. It's not going to happen, so it's easy to say.
And
because the majority of the Irish people, for them to actually have an impact on Irish politics, they would need about 10 TDs.
Okay, so
there's more chance of a DUP member getting elected one of them.
I agree with you on that. Okay, so the people like Christina and other local people who may be concerned about groups of Muslim men gathering on a Friday afternoon to say their prayers, what is your message to people who are concerned about that?
Do they get concerned at the men who turn up to watch the Ballymun Kick'ems under-12s play? That's generally, now I'm generalising, in general, that's a group of men watching a group of children kicking a football. This is about race and racism, nothing else.
So should they be ashamed of themselves?
He is right, by the way. There was a local pub in Ballymun and the Arsenal match was on, and it was a group of 50 Arsenal men, Arsenal supporters, all male, supporting Arsenal. There'd be nothing said. Our children would not be in danger. Now, it does seem strange to me that there wasn't one woman present at this.
But as I said already,
in Islam, women pray separately.
That's exactly what I just said.
Just like in Ireland, women used to have to drink in a separate room in the pub.
That's a good point, actually, yeah.
Okay, Eamon, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I'll come back to you in just a moment. Our number is 0858252626. Let's bring in Helen with her opinion.
Hi, guys. My aunt was 6 months in a bed, very religious person. She was 6 months in her bed before she passed. And every Sunday, a priest came and said Mass. There was about 10 of us there, maybe 15 some weeks. Every single Sunday for 6 months, none of the neighbours complained. Actually, some of them came in and said prayers with us. What's the difference? It was a Catholic Mass being said for my sick aunt. What's the difference?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
Good, on yourself?
Good, Stephen. What did you want to say on this?
No, just throw my two cents in there, where they have their own masks already in the country. They don't need to be going to apartment blocks and buildings. As you know, there's a lot of people in fear of these people, you know. I'm not paying for them all with the same brush, you get me? But there is a lot of them out there to harm women and children, And you can understand the people in the Ballymun apartment block, because all the stories that's going on every week, there's a murder or rape or something going on, you know?
Okay, stories like this, yes, I agree, some things have happened, but the message I played a moment ago, what is the difference between a group of Catholics saying a Mass in a house and a group of Muslims saying prayers in an apartment? Seriously, what is the difference?
Yeah, like your man said a while ago, you can't always believe what they say, because they're saying the Quran, they're there to lie to us. They say they did it for they did it for a loved one in their country died. Or we've been fast on that as well.
Friday afternoon prayers is a standard for the Muslim world all over the world. Okay, there's nothing unusual about Friday afternoon prayers in Islam. I am asking you, what is the difference between a group of Muslim men gathering to say prayers in an apartment and that lady's message there a couple of minutes ago saying a Catholic Mass in the house of her sick aunt? What is the difference?
The difference of awake and all that and praying, but how do we know what they're praying inside there? We don't know what's going on behind that. Same with the mask. We do not understand what the worship been praying. Are they doing other ideas and that as well?
Jesus, sorry, I could argue with you. I haven't a clue what's just be said in Catholic Church half the time when the priest gets up and he starts giving his sermon. I haven't a clue what he's talking about.
Our religion, okay, is religion of peace, true. But their religion, if it is a religion, ideology, I think some of it can be. Their Quran is not, it's fear mongrel, it's war mongrel.
Stephen, I don't know if you've read much of the Bible. Jesus, an awful lot of the Bible is exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I didn't myself, but that's more.
But again, Stephen, I have to say, you're literally spouting utter shite, and that's the God's honest truth. That's true.
When you're up in it, it's true. See, you don't understand. You need to educate yourself, you do.
I need to educate myself.
And what book do you suppose we open to educate ourselves? Now, by the way, we're not cutting you off, because I want to get to the bottom of this. How should we educate?
I can get Cribs and Forces and everything from the Clan and from what they have said and what they've done.
You can get what? What are you trying to get?
I can get Cribs, Forces, like, and videos, and they're not here for proof.
Videos of what?
Videos of them saying what they're going to do and what they're coming for. Like,
who? Who's that?
Like the Muslims.
Oh, no, I've seen videos of radical Islamists saying that all infidels should be beheaded. I've seen videos. Jeez, we're not even under the rock.
That says that in the Quran, you know that.
But it also says in the Bible that you shouldn't eat shellfish. So have you ever eaten an oyster? It's basically against Bible teaching to eat shellfish. Have you ever eaten shellfish?
No.
Okay, did you ever read the story in the Bible of the two sisters that got their father drunk so they could have sex with him and get impregnated? It's a story in the Bible as well. Have you ever heard that story?
I have a few more.
Have you ever heard the story of Noah and the ark, and he built the ark, and the God that you love basically killed millions and millions of people? He flooded the whole world, killing mothers, babies, children, and men. You ever hear that story? Noah's ark. It's very well known. That's the answer.
Are you Irish or what?
Because you have a different. No. Hang on for one second. Don't you dare question my Irishness, my patriotism. You're losing an argument, and that's all. Oh, you can't be Irish.
Eamon, do you want
to get back in there?
Absolutely, I do.
Go on.
First off, you say Islam is a religion of hate and war and killing, etc. You do realise that Islam is just a branch off of Christianity. The only difference is that the argument is whether JC, our Sky Fairy, was a prophet or the son of another Sky Fairy.
He won't get that. Stephen, basically what he's saying is, I'll break it down for you like in a catechism. Basically, the Bible is full of violence and stories of war and violence and the plague being sent to people.
I don't agree with everything in the Bible either.
Do you remember Sodom and Gomorrah? What happened there?
The point that Eamon is trying to make is that the only difference between Muslims and Christians is that Muslims don't necessarily believe that Jesus was the Son of God. They believe he was a prophet, but not the Son of God. Is that right?
That is 100% correct.
So they believe in Jesus, they just don't believe that he was the Son of God. That's it.
Same book, alternate ending.
Yeah. God is the Son of God. In our belief, anyway.
Well, Stephen,
no, don't say ours. In your belief.
But I'm just saying, Jesus didn't want to kill anybody, like Allah. I think religion is stupid.
God never went on a Have you ever heard of the Crusades?
Well, sorry, we're actually going to agree on something here. Religion is stupid. It is the root of all evil. I agree with you 100%. We'd actually agree on one thing then, that religion is
stupid. Stephen, just before you go, just a bit of a warning. I'm not being flippant here. A bit of a warning. The next time you're ordering a Chinese takeaway, yes?
Yes.
Don't order prawn crackers.
Also, don't mix fabrics.
No, don't mix fabrics.
I forgot about that one, yeah.
No, but don't order prawn crackers your next Chinese takeaway, okay?
Why? I like prawn crackers.
No, but are you not a proud... Do you hate the Irish people or do you love the Irish people?
I love the Irish people, yeah.
Are you a patriotic Catholic man?
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
Don't order prawn crackers.
Do you ever
It's in the Old Testament, by the way. It's in the Old Testament.
I don't follow much, but
you're extremely well educated on Islam, on Muslims, and what they stand for, aren't you?
Well, it's coming up every day. It's hard not to see what's going on in our country. Do you not understand what's going on? Like.
But again, I'd ask you finally, Stephen. I'm fair play to you, by the way, for coming on and voicing your opinion. Like I said with Christina there, if you end up in hospital, the chances are in triage, or at least if you end up in a hospital ward.
That's another topic as well. I think you'll be treated,
maybe, possibly by a doctor.
I will, yeah, but I... And well, I would, but a bit panicked. Did you not see there 2 years ago the Indian government came out, okay?
No, no, I haven't finished. Hang on, Stephen, I haven't finished asking the question. Will you refuse to be treated by a Muslim doctor or a specialist or a nurse?
I'd be paranoid. I'm not sure if I really need it, but I'd be paranoid. Yeah. Did you not
paranoid for what? Oh, here,
they put a bit of poison on the toast. You know the toast you get after you wake up from the anaesthetic?
I have a headache. Jonathan.
I was just wondering, because you asked a lot of questions that's about to come on, that was at the prayer session. Why is it it's only when these people come to the West that they start praying on the streets and praying outside in their thousands and filling up spaces in their thousands with called to prayers and getting in people's way and obstructing people when they're praying? Yet they don't do it in Muslim countries. Would you ask them that, please? Because like I said to you two before, I find all this praying outside in their thousands the way they are. I look at New York at the minute and all across Europe. It's very sinister. It's an act of intent to my mind. But I wonder if you'd ask the question, why is it when they come to the West that they only start doing these kind of things? They don't do it in Muslim countries. Cheers, boys.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, just going back to Jonathan's message.
You can't win, Jonathan. You literally can't win. When Muslims in Ireland, when they pray outdoors, when they prayed in Croke Park, if 20 Muslim people sat down in Stephen's Green tomorrow on their mats and prayed towards, Mecca. If 20 Muslim people, men or women, prayed towards Mecca in Stephen's Green tomorrow, a video no doubt would be shared all over social media and you'd have your usual heads giving out fucking yards about it, yeah? Taking over the country. Then when they move inside into a mosque, they don't want them in mosques either. So where are they supposed to pray?
Or they meet in an apartment in Ballymun.
Yeah. So where, if you are a Muslim person, because Muslim people do pray a lot. They pray a lot more than probably Catholic people. Where are they supposed to pray? You're triggered if they pray in public. You're triggered if they pray in an apartment block. You're triggered if they pray in a mosque. Where can they pray?
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How's it going there, lads? That's my point exactly. You just said a couple of weeks ago there was a lad praying out on the side of Euston Station, and there was a video about him, you know, saying, "Oh, why can't you go to a mosque and whatever?" I personally know that lad, and there's a whole story behind that. But however, then you have your man from Donegal opposing the new mosque trying to be open. So then, if it's the last one, Ballymun wants a mosque open, I'm sure there's going to be protests about that. So what's wrong with them actually praying in their own apartment? And you've been asking everyone why they're so scared, being about 20 to 30 men, and no one has given you a proper answer. You know, so like you said, where are they supposed to go?
And the point that I've made is anybody who's ever been in a mosque will know that women and men pray separately in Islam, whether you agree with that or not.
I didn't know that.
It's a fact. Yeah, but then you've never been in a mosque because the women
are been in a mosque, not during prayer time.
The women are at the back. It's sectioned off.
Oh, okay, I didn't know
and
that.
The women pray at the back and men pray at the front. That's just the way it is. Now, Sean, obviously the concern is that you'd hear a group of men, 20 to 30 men, gathering on a Friday afternoon in a tiny little apartment. That's the fear here. That's the worry.
And the question is why? Why are they scared of the men? Is it because they're Muslim or is it because they're just men? Why are we scared of men?
I think it's a bit of both, probably. it's extremely irrational, but it is something that led to a lot of people getting out on the street in Ballymun on Sunday.
You know, I mean, the neighbors, if they're so mad about it, they can host their own house party or they can host their own prayer sessions, you know. It wasn't like drugs had been used left, right and center in the apartment. And I grew up in a Muslim household, and you're right, they're not allowed to be praying in the same room. So I've been to many Muslim wakes where the house was big enough and the men and women were separated. The women were in the kitchen, the men were in the living room. You know, so assuming the apartment is as small as they say, obviously they're going to just have men.
Let me ask you, Sean, what is your message to the people who took to the streets of Ballymun? It wasn't a massive crowd, but it was a crowd all the same, who took to the streets of Ballymun on Sunday to protest about a group of men.
My message to them is to actually find out why they're protesting, because it's obviously not because of the men praying. there's something they're really mad about. They're just using that as an excuse, because again, you've asked many of them, no one has given you a straight up answer, do you know? And I from my opinion, it stems from the whole immigration problem wrapped into Muslim Islamophobia, and it's just people watching videos online and just finding a reason to be outraged, you know?
And that's the way it feels to me. But when you express that opinion, you're asked, are you actually Irish? Are you proud to be Irish? You're not a patriot and all of that. And I know...
That's the go-to gotcha, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know it is.
Yeah.
That is the go-to.
And the funny thing is, I grew up in the country, and again, I grew up in a Muslim household, but it's the un-Irish people that stopped the religion Christian. Because when I was in school, we used to say the prayer every morning, you know, at the start of class, at the end of class. Or the own people voted for that to make it more secular, so we don't do the prayers in the start of class, and end of class. On Good Friday, all the pubs were closed. The own Irish people voted for that referendum. Now you can drink on Good Friday, eat meat. So you took away your own right of expressing your Christianity, yet you're mad at when Muslims are expressing their own religion, you know?
Well, now, just on that, it wasn't a referendum that reopened the pubs on Good Friday. It was just the change of law, basically. So it wasn't, the people didn't vote for it. It was just brought into law. But anyway,
we're not naive to think that there are Muslim people who are against their way of life, as in the Western way of life. Of course there is.
Yeah, there are. There's people from all religions that are against the Western way of life.
The more religious you are, generally, I think, the more intolerant you are of other people's religion. But then you look at somewhere like Dubai, the Muslims in the United Arab Emirates don't have a problem with people going over there and getting pissed drunk, do they?
Well, in certain places, not everywhere. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How is?
Go on, what did you want to say, Jess?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to ask me what I thought. It's a bit fucking weird. Bunch of lads all crowd into one apartment when there are mosques all over the city.
Well,
it's weird, if you could ask me.
The nearest mosque to Ballymun, because we asked this question earlier on, is out in Clonskea on the south side of Dublin.
Well, then you'd want to get on the bus then, wouldn't you? Better get on the bus in the Lewis, make the trip.
But again, Jessica,
it wasn't just a small crowd, lads. It was a big second gathering of them.
I want you to tell me the harm that was caused by a group of men meeting up to say prayers. Come on.
You're saying that it's to say prayers. Why is there a huge gathering of men in one apartment?
To say prayers.
Yeah, that's what you're telling me, but we don't know that for a fact.
I was speaking to a man who was at the apartment. He explained fully why they were gathering at 1:30 on a Friday afternoon, which is standard in the Muslim world.
Okay, so why do they... Well, they know when their prayer time is, why not make sure that they can go to the mosque? And there isn't just the one in Clonskea. There's one in Dublin City Centre. It's on Talbot Street.
Well, not according to our caller earlier on. Anyway...
Oh, well, then your caller...
But can you tell me... I would be a bit weary
of a huge gathering of men in an apartment next to me. Would you know?
Not if they're saying their prayers. Prayers.
That's what you're fucking telling me, but I don't know that for a fact. He may be saying, oh, we were there for prayers. We don't know that for a fact. People lie, Adrian.
But why? You see, Jess, what harm is coming from a group of men gathering?
I'm not agreeing with Jess, but I think where she's coming from is it's the fear of the unknown. Is that what it is,
the
Jess?
The fear of the unknown.
It is, and I'll admit it. I do have a fear of the unknown.
But what
if you
want to
call me paranoid, then so fucking be it. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
But it's a bit second weird.
Jess, the people who gathered on Friday to say prayers at 1:30 on a Friday, which is traditional for Muslims, all of the people there were doctors, teachers, accountants, engineers, business professionals, educated, globally minded people.
Yep.
So we're throwing that old trope around.
What are you afraid of?
But hang on, to use your expression that you love to throw out every time, Jess, you do you. That's all they were doing. They were keeping to themselves, you do you. Isn't that what you always say? You do you.
I've never said no.
Yeah, you did. So,
sometimes you do you has a line, Jeremy. Sometimes you do you has a line. Like when there's a huge congregation of you in one apartment. I just think that's a bit second weird. And if you want to call me paranoid, then so be it.
But the wake that I was at 6 weeks ago, was that weird?
Were you in one tiny apartment?
It was a three-bedroomed house, and there was about 50 of us in the house, to the point that
but it was a wake.
Yeah, but hang on, was it weird though? Something else could have been an orgy.
No, it was a wake.
Could have been an orgy. How do you know
Was it just all full of men, Jeremy?
How do you know I was at a wake? Could have been the biggest drug deal going down in history. How do you know I was at a wake?
I'll just have to take you at your word, don't I?
But so you're taking me at my word, but you're not taking Jay, who was the first caller, and this is his word that said it was pretty much a Muslim wake. That's what he said. They were gathering to...
Do you want to know why, Jeremy? Because if you were... I know you're not a Catholic, but if you were, you would go to a church because you know where your churches are. Mm. If you're a Muslim, you'd go to a mosque. And if you're telling me that the nearest is Clonskee, and all you have to do is go onto Google Maps and Google the nearest one to you, I'm sorry, bit of bullshit going on. There's no need for about 20 of them to be in one apartment, all squeezing on the balcony and everything. I'm sorry, if you don't think that's odd, you just need your heads checked.
Okay, but if you don't think it's odd to be questioning that gathering and not questioning another gathering, if you heard that a group of...
But we're used to Catholic wakes. If you want to call me, I know what you want to call me Islamophobe. I don't give a shit.
Nobody's calling you that though. Why are you making up phrases?
Yeah, but I know where Adrian's going with it. I can hear him go, go on, call me a racist on the other. Okay,
here's what Eamon says. If people stopped objecting to mosques being built, then they wouldn't have to pray in houses. Now, I don't
object to them being built. If anything, I support them, because at least they can go there and pray, not gathering in tiny apartments.
But there have been protests all over the country.
That's bullshit.
There have been protests all over the country against mosques everywhere, including currently in Donegal, which we covered a couple of weeks ago on this podcast. Thanks, Jess, for your call. Let me squeeze in a few more opinions before we wrap this up. This is Tracy.
Hey guys, sorry I can't come on. Sweet mother of whatever fucking God is up there, are people actually for fucking real? Like, seriously. I would be much more concerned if there was a drug-fueled fucking rave going on in that apartment with all them men than men just in there fucking praying. That is just pure fucking nitpicking. And it's absolutely ridiculous. I can see the people in Ballymun have passion. And I think that's great. But why not walk down the fucking street and start chanting, pushers out, pushers out. Get rid of the fucking drug dealers. These men are only fucking praying, for fuck's sake.
Martin!
Afternoon, lads. Unfortunately, can't make it on. Don't see what the issue is where they can't go to the mosque. It's a half an hour drive away. If they're all working people, then maybe they have cars. Dublin has lots of public transport. Why don't they go to the mosque to pray? This old Palestine flag waver that's on there now, you know, he's on about, it's a corporation. You're on about, you want living in a corporation house. Us that own our own properties don't have problems like that. But I just put a little question here to Jeremy now, who does own his own property. If this was going on, gangs of people at the house every Friday or every other Friday or whenever that was going on, for no matter what reason, by the way, I'm guaranteed to you, Jeremy will be the first one to ring that bat phone in the fucking management company. So get off the high horse now, lads, and you open the fucking eyes.
All right, Martin. What?
I love that he thinks I have a bat phone to the management company. I'm just actually looking, Martin, to see if there are any mosques near my gaff. And there's actually not that many mosques in...
Isn't that exactly the point that he was making? Within a 10-kilometre radius of Ballymun, there are no mosques.
Yeah.
That was the point he was
trying
to make.
Now, Martin, you're saying, would I have a problem if there was a... I do. As it happens, Martin, I drive by the Clonskee Mosque on the way home on a Friday and the traffic is bloody terrible because of it. So I do have a problem with that. Literally, the whole of Dundrum is packed because of it. I would be in work as it was going on. But again... There's probably, because there's a couple of Holy Joes living in my estate, Martin, and they probably have, what did you call those meetings where they all sit around with the Bible? What's that called?
Oh, the Legion of Mary or something?
I'm sure there's houses in my estate where there's Legion of Mary meetings going on. Listen, Martin, it's not affecting my life. You do you.
Sean!
Jeremy, you're a fucking arsehole, you know that? That comment about, they're not the same. Going to a wake of a funeral, a Catholic funeral, than going to one of them for praying, right? That completely different. I can't believe you don't have enough more people on the phone. But then again, the one-sided stories, what I said to you weeks ago, is only do one-sided stories. Fucking easy, that comment. I can't believe you made that comment.
Sean, play back the podcast. It'll be on Spotify very shortly.
It was both sides of the argument. Every side of the argument. We had people from Ballymun and we had Muslim people on. And as well, Sean, the point that I made was both a wake and what happened in that apartment at Ballymun, which, by the way, the man who was at it said, it was a meeting to...
Console with one of their community who had lost...
That's literally what a fucking wake is, Sean. It's the exact same thing, just a different religion. How can you not say, how are people thick? I'm not calling Sean thick. I actually am. Sorry.
I don't know.
So what? One, the people in Ballymun were meeting to console someone over to death and to say prayers for him, yeah? What's awake?
The exact same thing.
The only difference is
the body is there.
And triangular sandwiches. That's the only difference.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please share it to your own social media channels and let others hear that this is the only place you will hear that issue in Ballymun being discussed. I'm Adrian. Thanks very much indeed for listening, and we'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.